You're listening to The Archer's Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Come on through, Josh.
Thanks.
Pull up that chair.
Right.
That's here somewhere. How are things at home? Your dad started silage in yet, has he?
Not yet. Tomorrow, he reckons.
Oh, good, good. Ah, here it is. Three copies. Now, you've seen the draft, but if you want to read it again, you can...
That's all right, Neil. I trust you.
Brave lad. Hayley and I have already signed them, so you can use that pen.
OK. Where do I...
There, at the end, look, where it says your name. And that one.
OK.
And you can keep that one for yourself.
Great.
And I think we should shake on it, too. Congratulations, Josh. Or should I say partner?
Josh is fine.
Well done. I'm sure the egg business will go from strength to strength with you on board.
I hope so. I've got lots of ideas to get more sales.
Well, that's admirable.
I think the first thing should be to try to sell more to our existing customers.
Yeah, you might find they're already taking as much as they want, of course.
And then look for new places that are like the places we already sell to. Another hotel, say, or more than one.
They already have their existing suppliers, of course. Not always easy to get them to change.
And I bet they could sell more on the milk round if we did special offers, especially in the summer when they're all laying well.
Yeah. Well, look, I'd love to talk to you about this, Josh, but it'll have to be another time. I've got stuff I need to do with the pigs.
Oh, OK.
And with me, I'm still recovering. Things are taking a bit longer than usual.
Sure.
Of course, normally, I'd be bell-ringing about now. Had to give that a rest, though.
I could help you if you like.
Well...
with the pigs, I mean. Not the bells.
It can't be. What on earth?
Oh, Lillian. Hello. My darling.
What the hell do you think you're playing at? How long have you been here?
I had to see you.
Have you just been staring at the house like some sort of stalker?
No, please.
You can't just turn up like this. How can you be so thoughtless?
Lillian, I just...
Suppose Matt had seen you.
I don't care.
You don't
it's
care.
It's not important.
It's important to me, Paul. Very important.
I need to talk to you.
Well, not here. Look, just drive, will you?
Where to?
Anywhere, away from here. Thank God Matt's playing golf this morning. But it's not just him. I mean, anyone could have seen. Why on earth could... Oh, Paul!
Oh, idiot!
Oh, you nearly pulled out in front of him. Be careful, for goodness sake.
Some people have no consideration.
Why can't we go inside?
We're just waiting for Grandma, Jake.
Why?
Because she knows all about church. She can show us what to do.
We're going to junior church.
That's right, Mib. But you're coming to the proper service for a few minutes first. And then a lady's going to take you off to a bit at the side, all right?
Will we see you after?
Of course you will, sweetheart. We'll meet up and you can tell me all about it. Oh, here's Mrs. Woolley, look.
Hello, Nick.
Oh, hi. This is Jake and this is Mia.
Good morning, children.
Say hello to Mrs. Woolley.
Hello.
Hello.
How nice to see you here.
It's all a bit new to me, really, but Clary suggested I give it a go. Well, George is out of the pens with Will, so we thought that these two could try junior church.
What a good idea.
I'm a bit nervous, to be honest.
Oh, they'll be all right.
No, for me.
Oh, there's really no need to be. It's a very welcoming atmosphere.
No, I know.
Alan usually does a good sermon, and there are some lovely hymns.
But it's just, you know, what to say, when to stand up and sit down. And...
Oh, you'll be fine. Most of us take quite a while to get to our feet nowadays. A young, nimble thing like you won't be taken by surprise.
Good.
You can sit next to me if you want.
Oh, no, no, that's all right. Clary's coming.
Oh, well, then she'll look after you.
Grandma!
There she is, look.
Enjoy the service, won't you? And don't rush away afterwards. Do stay for a chat and a coffee.
She just won't listen to me.
Look, it's 30 through here.
I've told her and told her. She doesn't know what's best for her. That's the trouble. Frank and me, we used to be friends before he... You know... She says nothing was going on when we were together. Yeah, right. She expects me to believe that.
Look, mind the horses.
I know what he's like. Backstabber.
The horses, Paul. You're driving far too close.
Who'd do that to a friend?
No thanks to you.
I saw him by the pump house, and do you know what he had the nerve to say?
Look, pull over.
Let's go for a drink and talk it through.
Pull over.
I thought you wanted me to drive.
And now I want you to stop. You're driving like a maniac.
They were fine. I gave him plenty of room.
Look, there's a lay-by. Just pull in there.
You can hardly blame me for being upset with the wedding being today.
I have tried to be sympathetic, Paul, but actually, I really can't see why it's bothering you so much.
It's the kids. They're both going to be there.
I know, but what do you expect?
Well, I thought at least Gracie might have shown a bit of loyalty, but no doubt she's going to be there.
But Celia is their mother. Paul, look, I really think you're getting this out of proportion.
I know her. She's sneaky. She was always going behind my back when they were small. Undermining me. She thought she knew best. Well, she was wrong then and she's wrong now.
Look, it's her life, Paul. She can make her own mistakes, if it is a mistake.
Of course it is.
Well, if you're right.
So you think I'm wrong, do you?
I didn't say that.
I know them both. I know them too well.
Okay, fine. So let her be unhappy and then you can say, I told you so. I just can't see why it's that important to you who she marries, unless...
What?
Unless you still love her. Is that it?
No! Of course not! How can you even say that?
You're getting so het up about it. You won't let it rest.
I love you! How many times do I have to say it? I love you and I need you! And you love me! You need to stop pussyfooting around.
I beg your pardon.
It's time you got off the fence and made a commitment to me.
Look, I can't do that, Paul. You can't ask me to.
I've waited long enough.
You said you understood. I can't leave Matt.
Of course you can. Don't be ridiculous.
And if you think you're going to force my hand by turning up at the house, then you're out of your mind.
You're just like Celia.
What?
Too stupid to see it. It's just a business arrangement for Matt. He's just with you for your money. And what? For the sex now and then?
How dare you?
He's using you. But where are you going?
You have no idea how Matt feels about me.
Come back!
And how dare you call me a prostitute?
I didn't call you a prostitute. I said he treated you like one. Don't you ever listen?
Oh, just shut up! Paul! Paul!
It was a lot less stuffy than I expected.
In what way?
Well, I certainly didn't expect there to be any laughs.
Oh, that's Alan for you.
I didn't know you were allowed to laugh in church.
He does have a good sense of humour.
Yeah. I like the way he linked up how he felt on the hilltop with,
the Holy Spirit coming to the apostles.
Yeah. Made it clearer, sort of.
Alan has a way of putting things to make it easier to understand.
I actually knew one of the hymns.
Oh, which one?
Breathe on Me, Breath of God.
Oh, yes.
Oh, must have sung it at school or something.
So, has it been a success?
Yeah, I think so. And I've met some people I wouldn't normally meet. I'm different from the ones I serve at the ball.
Right.
I just hope Jake and Mia enjoyed their bit.
Well, they seem to be enjoying chatting to the other children now.
You all right in there, Josh?
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah. You ever worked with pigs?
Not really worked.
Your granddad was very fond of them. Great pig man, he was.
Yeah, I remember.
I expect it's in the blood.
So, Neil, when Adam was over the other day, I was talking to him about their venison and strawberries and that.
Oh, were you now?
And he says that the place that they make their biggest profit margins is Farmer's Market.
Oh, yeah, well, we used to do that, but it sort of dropped off.
Because you're selling direct to the consumer, not to a middleman.
Well, we do that with our farm gate sales.
But people expect to buy them cheap there. Adam says at a farmer's market, people are happy to pay a premium price.
Not as much as they used to, I don't think.
Anyway, I've got a list of all the farmer's markets in the area. Yeah. If we could go to half of them, say...
Well, maybe we could think about a couple. Let's take things one step at a time, shall we?
Could you ring her? Do you have a mobile?
I do, but it's at home.
You could use mine, but I don't suppose you know Lillian's number.
Not her mobile number, no.
And she definitely said she'd be in.
All morning, yes.
Well, her car's still here.
I'm so sorry, Nick.
Oh, don't worry about it. So, shall I run you home, then?
I don't like to put you to any more trouble.
It's not far, is it?
Up near Grey Gables.
Oh, that's no distance in the car.
Well, if you really don't mind, perhaps that would be best.
Peggy?
Oh, who's that?
Thank you. It's on the account.
What's she doing in a taxi?
Mum! Nick!
Hiya.
Why are you in a taxi? Where have you been, Lillian?
As you hear now, is it okay if I go, Peggy?
Oh, yes, of course. The children must want to get home. Thank you so much for the lift.
You're welcome. Bye, Lillian.
Yes, bye.
Hopefully we'll see you again at church sometime.
Yeah, I think you might.
What are you doing here, Mum?
You did say I was welcome to call in after church.
Did I?
Because Matt was playing golf.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I must have slipped my mind.
Is something wrong with your car? Is that why you were in a taxi?
Yeah, it was. Look, shall we go inside?
You mean it was unlocked all the time?
Yeah, I just popped out, you know.
Well, that's very risky, Lillian.
Look, come on in. I expect you could do with a coffee.
So, your mum came over yesterday.
Yeah, I told you.
I expect she was interested in how James is doing.
Well, yeah, of course.
Bet you had a lot to tell her from Friday.
Well, not that much.
Well, even though you stayed longer than you thought, you and James must have had a lot to talk about.
Not really, just idle chit-chat, you know.
He must have told you how his business is doing.
Well, only an outline.
Oh. What sort of things, Lillian?
Just outlines.
Any new clients?
No, I don't think so.
All right. And how was the lovely Leonie?
I didn't see her.
Really? I thought that's why you stayed longer, so she could join you.
Yeah, well, that was the plan, but in the end she couldn't make it, some problem at work.
Oh dear, one of those Friday afternoon HR emergencies, eh?
Yes, Peg, so. Look, Matt, I really would like to crack on with this. I don't want to be antisocial.
Yeah, I get it, no time to chat.
Not really.
Maybe I'll give James a ring then.
What?
Well, I haven't spoken to him since he went back up to London.
But you've never really got on, have you?
Oh, I don't know. I thought we bonded quite well when he was laid up here.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
I'm prepared to make the effort for your sake, Puss.
Well, that's good of you, Matt.
I thought
really,
next time I'm down south, maybe we could meet up for a round of golf.
No. No, his leg really isn't up to that.
Really? After all this time?
Well, you know, there were complications.
You never said.
No, well, I didn't want to worry you. But he's definitely not playing golf yet.
Oh, poor bloke. Well, perhaps we could see a tournament or something. Oh, maybe that's him now. I could have a word.
No, it's Alice.
You sure?
Yes, really, look.
Oh, yeah. So it is. Right, I'm off to see Bernard then. See you later.
Bye. Hello?
Auntie Lillian?
Oh, hello, Alice. What can I do for you?
Oh, well, it's a long shot, really. Mum said you've been feeling a bit stressed lately.
That's putting it mildly, darling.
It's just, I've got the day off and I thought I'd take Spearmint for a hack. I wondered if you'd like to come with me. I mean, you're too busy, but...
Well, I have got a lot on.
Oh, well, I just thought I'd ask. Maybe some other time?
No. What the heck? I'll come.
Really?
Yeah. Shula should be able to sort me out a horse. Look, can you meet me at the stable, say, at 10:30?
Yeah, sure.
It's just what I need.
When's her due date?
Well, actually yesterday, Pat. She's been wandering around since first thing with her tail up, but I've seen no sign of her pushing.
She doesn't look comfortable, does she, Tony?
I'm worried she's not progressing. Right, girl. Steady now. Let's take a look at you. Oh, Lord.
What can you see?
Well, a tail. Just a tail. I can't feel the legs.
Well, she can't carve like that.
I'd better ring Alistair. Quickly.
I'm back. Bernard wants to do a full recce before...
What's this? Gone for a ride. Yeah, right. What sort of mug do you take me for?
This is Lillian Bellamy. Please leave a message and I'll get back to you.
Okay, if that's the way you want to play it.
I'm so glad I said yes. There's nothing like it for blowing away your troubles, is there?
Oh, absolutely. When all that Canada stuff was going on and Chris in hospital, it was the only thing that kept me sane.
I'm so pleased it worked out for you both. No one would have stood in your way, of course, but I'd have missed you terribly if you'd gone to Canada.
Yeah, well, I didn't need to in the end. All I had to do was to show my boss I was thinking about it.
And has he kept his promise? You're getting more interest in work.
Yeah, I am.
I'm pleased for you.
Thank you.
And Chris is fully recovered, is he?
Sort of. He still gets twinges now and then.
Yeah, well, he does such a physical job. It's not surprising.
Oh, no, it's not when he's at work. It's usually when it's his turn to do the washing up. Oh, my chest. I think I need to go and lie down.
Ooh, what is it, boy?
Steady, Spearmint.
He's shaking.
Oh, look at his leg, Lillian. Right hind.
What?
He's holding it up.
The epidural can affect her ability to push, so... Here it comes. Ready, Tony?
Yeah.
As soon as it's out, we'll have to work quickly to get the lungs clear.
Sure.
Okay. Come on. There we are. Never mind about the ropes. We'll get those off in a minute. I'll just get the drops under the tongue. There. Right, get it upside down.
Yeah. Right. Oh, heifer calf.
So she is. Come on. You can do it. Come on. Yes, she's breathing.
Is she all right?
Yeah, looks like it. Okay, you can put her down.
Oh, right. I was worried it might be Schmallenberg.
Oh, yeah, we've seen some horrors.
Oh, I bet you have.
That's it, madam. You give her a good clean.
Oh, thank you so much, Alistair. I mean, you never want to lose a beast, but especially with the sale coming up.
No, well, it's money in the bank for you, isn't it?
Yeah. In fact, you've done me a double favour. A freshly carved heifer like this, she's going to be one of our top sellers now. And a heifer calf, too.
Oh, glad to be of service. Hope it'll take some of the pain out of the bill when it arrives.
Yeah, well, maybe.
How are you feeling about the sale now?
Oh, I know it's not going to be easy, but I'm trying to be positive about it.
Good man.
And I'm going to use it as an opportunity to have a really good clear out. There's always so much junk around on a farm, isn't there?
Oh, well, yours is a lot better than many I visit, I can assure you. Ah, while I think of it...
Yes?
Not with my vet hat on this. Shula and I thought we'd have a little drinks party. Week on Saturday. You'd both be very welcome.
Oh, thank you. I'll have to check with the social secretary, of course.
Very informal, you know, just the family. If the weather's okay, we might get the barbecue going.
Just can't tell at the moment, can you?
That dry spell must have helped you a bit.
Yeah, we got some stuff planted, but it just didn't last, did it?
Oh, the bank holiday was lovely.
If it stayed like that for a bit and warmed the ground up, I'd be a lot happier. Mm. Everything's looking very sorry for itself still.
Yeah.
Well, thank goodness for the polytunnels. At least the stuff in there is pretty much on schedule.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, no problem. I'll just go and tell Pat the good news.
OK. Alistair Lloyd.
Oh, Alistair, it's Lillian.
Hi, Lillian.
I'm out on Domino, and he's picked up a spike in his hoof. It's really nasty. I don't know whether to pull it out or not.
No, you don't want it hemorrhaging. Best to leave it in. As long as you can stop him putting his foot down.
Yeah. Alice is supporting it at the minute.
Where are you?
Well, you know the bridle way that runs from Hillside to Willow Farm?
Yeah.
Well, we're at the Willow Farm end.
OK, I'll get straight round to you.
Well, at least it's a bit calmer now.
Yeah, the sedation's taken effect. I did wonder if I'd have to put a nerve block in, but I think I can manage without.
Are you sure, Alistair?
Yeah, he's had pain relief as well. OK, I'll take the leg now, Alice. Well done.
You must be so stiff, darling, holding it for so long.
Oh, no, I'm OK. It's nothing to what poor Domino must be feeling.
Right, I'll take the spike out now. Just a warning, there might be a lot of blood.
Oh, well, look, I think I might, unless you need me.
No, it's fine. Don't want you keeling over, Lillian. I'm not qualified to treat you.
I'll just make a phone call.
OK.
Matt'll be wondering what's happened to me.
Gently.
Yeah?
Matt, it's me. Did you see my note?
Oh, yeah, I saw it all right. Having a good ride, are you?
Well, no, actually, there's been a problem. The horse has been injured.
It's all right, Domino.
Oh, dear, so that means you don't know when you'll be back, I suppose?
Not too much blood, actually.
No, but obviously I want to stay and make sure he's all right, but I don't know how long that'll take.
I'll see you when I see you, then.
So it might be quite a while yet. Matt? Matt?
Looking at her now, you'd never think there'd been any problem, would you?
No, yeah. She's doing fine. One of the last ever calves to be born at Bridge Farm, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, we doing anything Saturday week?
The first?
I think so.
We are, yes.
Ah, oh, never mind.
Why?
Alistair and Shula have got some drinks thing.
That's what we're doing. Shula asked me at the weekend.
Oh, well, that's all right then. Are Tom and Helen coming?
They've been invited. I don't know what their plans are.
Might be a bit sedate for them.
Oh, won't be sedate if she brings Henry.
That's true. She might bring Jono, of course.
I suppose. I'm not sure they've seen much of each other just recently.
Oh, well, they're both busy people. I'm sure we'll meet him soon.
Ah, finally managed to tear yourself away then.
Oh, sorry I've been so long.
How's the horse?
Oh, we don't know yet. Come on in, Alice.
Oh, thanks. Hi, Matt.
Oh, hello, Alice.
Alice was with me when the horse was injured. She was the one who invited me to go for a ride.
Yeah, I feel terrible now.
Oh, you mustn't blame yourself, darling. It's not your fault. Fortunately, Alistair was able to come out quickly.
So, what actually happened then?
Poor Domino trod on a spike. Looked like it had come off some farm implement.
Oh, nasty.
Was.
And you were riding him, were you?
Mm. Alistair bandaged him up and then we waited for the horse ambulance. They've taken him to the Equine Hospital for more work.
But he'll be okay, will he?
Well, it depends on whether there's any nerve damage.
Oh, right, I see.
Worst case scenario.
Well. Oh, don't.
Anyway, darling, let me get you that magazine.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Now, I've just remembered I've lent it to your gran.
Oh, well, never mind.
Look, I'll pop it round when I get it back.
Yeah, whenever.
Thanks for the lift, anyway.
No problem. But what are you going to do about your car? Isn't it at the stables?
But I just wanted to get myself tidied up a bit. You can pop me round later, can't you, Matt?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, OK, I'll get off then. See you.
Bye.
Thanks again, darling.
Yeah, bye.
So, sounds like you've had quite an unpleasant morning.
It has been rather upsetting.
Oh, how did you get on with Bernard?
Oh, never mind about that. How's your appetite? Let me fix you some lunch.
Oh, what are you doing this afternoon?
Told Adam I'd take a look at the hinds.
They're still carving.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's caravan spring cleaning for me. First lot of pickers are here next week.
It's amazing how fast it comes round, isn't it?
I've got something to show you.
Oh?
Uh-huh.
Oh! Bore such a life. Is this the one with my interview?
Yeah, well, it should be. I popped out to the shop this morning and then Jill rang and Linda came round and I haven't had a minute to look at it. So, page 36. I thought we could read it together if you've got the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Dear can wait 10 minutes.
Yeah. OK, here we are.
The Squire of Ambridge?
Yeah, well, I'm not sure about that photograph.
Not exactly flattering, is it?
Oh, why is he taking it from below?
Oh, it's like I'm looking down my nose at the reader.
Yeah, well, it's the content that counts, isn't it?
True. Pinnacle and epicentre, eh?
Describes the kitchen rather well, doesn't he?
Yes, nice turn of phrase.
Yeah.
Well cut. Peter Stringfellow.
Oh, what? Cheek. And have you seen what he says about...
That's absolutely outrageous.
That's just how he is. He's always a bit flirty. Some men never stop, no matter how old they are.
Yeah, look at this. People usually comes around to my way of thinking, a pompous ass.
I don't mind not being popular. I'd rather be right. Thinks a lot of himself, doesn't he?
He always has. I tell you, the frost and a cracking job. Look where he talks about the mega dairy.
Right. 1,500 cows kept permanently indoors in conditions which some allege to be alien to nature.
Yeah, right, they are.
Hey, Brian isn't having it, though. These are going to be the most pampered cows in the county to have everything they need. Hang on, let's see what Jim says. Although it would appear that these essentials do not include sunshine or grass. Well, that told him.
Yeah, and we get some mention too, us Grundys. Look, here, there, see? Evicted popular local residents of the Grundy family from the farm they had worked for generations.
Unjustly, in the opinion of many. Oh, well said, Jim.
Ah, the truth at last. There on the printed page for all to see. Revenge is a dish best served cold, all right.
If you say so.
Yeah, speaking of which, what's Frida doing with my ham sandwich? Clara will be here soon to pick me up.
I'll go and have a look for you.
Nothing to hide. I should, Coco.
Are you the editor, Glen Whitehouse?
Yes. And you are... Araminta?
I told your secretary it was a matter of urgency. I'm Brian Aldridge.
Hi, Brian.
Brian Aldridge.
Yeah, you said.
Doesn't my name mean anything to you?
Have we met?
You published an interview with me, written by Jim Lloyd.
Ah! June issue. Yeah, my head's in September, you see. Pretty soon it'll be Christmas in Bee Lifeland. We'll be pinning up the tinsel while you're still slapping on the sunblock. Yeah, that's the one. The Squire of Ambridge.
I'm not the Squire of Ambridge.
Great title, though, isn't it?
No, in fact, I'm very unhappy about the whole thing.
Are you? Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Brian. Sit down. Can I get you some coffee? Araminta?
I was there, you know, when all the lights went out. Opening day of the new market, and poof, there we was, all in the dark.
Yeah, he said.
Joe, aren't you ready yet?
Sorry, Frida lost his sandwich order somehow.
I need to get a couple of things at the shop, as well as get you home.
Well, I'm eating as fast as I can.
Pat is in a very funny mood today. I don't want to be late back.
You'll have a drink while you're waiting there.
No.
Yeah, go on, Clary, have one on me.
Oh, go on then. Just an orange juice.
Ice?
Yes, please.
I won.
What's that, Joe?
Beat both the birds.
At cribbage?
Totally humiliated them, in fact.
It's only a game of cards, Gerald.
No, 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 no. It's a matter of honour.
I don't know. Men, eh, Nick?
Yeah, they'll make a competition out of anything, won't they? I'm dreading the single wicket.
Oh, was William signed up then?
Yep.
So's her Edward.
Oh, they're not drawn against each other.
Oh, and I've been looking into Saints, Clary.
Oh, thanks, love.
Gonna pray for a peaceful outcome, are you?
Oh, no, no, for the flower festival. Did you know there's a patron saint of dairy workers?
There's one for most things, isn't there?
Yeah, St. Bridget of Ireland.
Ah.
So, I thought, well, with all the dairy connections in the family, maybe we could do an arrangement based on her.
Sounds ideal.
Yeah, I'll print out some stuff about her. Give us some ideas, eh?
He says I'm a rake.
No, he doesn't.
Well, it's there, look.
No, he says your shirt and pocket handkerchief hint at a rakish undercurrent. That's very different.
Well, the next moment he implies I'm nearly 80.
No, actually, he says you're within hailing distance of your eighth decade. How old are you?
69.
Well, that's right then, isn't it? It's like, you know, we're in the 21st century.
Well, yes, I suppose so, but then he goes on to say I'm as thick as two short planks.
Yeah, I'm really not that deep. What you see is what you get. Did you say that?
Well, I may have, I suppose. I mean, it sounds like me.
I think he's just presenting you as a straightforward man without pretensions.
Yeah, but all these quotes. Look, I thought we were just chatting for background. I didn't realise they'd be pulled out and put in bold.
What quotes?
The trouble with a lot of people is that they simply don't have vision. It makes me sound like a pompous ass. Here. Sadly, most Brits today don't know what hard work is. How can I go to my local pub now or face my own workers, come to that?
Well, it's what a lot of people say. You might find they agree with you.
And while we're on the subject of workers, he implies I only employ two people.
supports only two full-time farm workers. Do you have more than that, then?
Yes, we have casuals. Our fruit pickers, for example.
Well, he mentions those. They're the ones you employ because Brits don't like hard work.
And we have a student at lambing time.
So not all year round?
Well, no, but we have two gamekeepers as well.
Yeah, but in terms of actual farm workers, full-time.
All right, I suppose that is two. I'll give them that. But I take very unkindly to being likened to the Mekon.
Sorry, the what?
The Mekon. You know, Dan Dare's arch... Well, actually, you're too young. He was a space villain.
What, like Darth Vader?
No, I think Darth Vader's human. The Mekon was an alien.
Oh, more like Greedo, then.
Well, I haven't heard of Greedo. Look, I think we're getting off the point.
Well, I can't remember him mentioning the Mekon.
No, it's implied. He says our polytunnels look like a giant spacecraft. And then, look, he goes on to call me the Commander-in-Chief.
Oh, no, that's just artistic license. I thought it was rather neat.
Ah, well, while we're on this page, I really don't like this bit about the incestuous relationship between BL and Home Farm. That's really not fair.
Well, wasn't he making a point about Home Farm doing this contract farming for Borchester Land? And you're the chairman of Borchester Land.
Yeah, and it's all above board. We had to tender competitively for the work.
And you say so very clearly here, don't you?
Well, I suppose I do.
You see, that's how it works. Robust challenge, robust defence. You give as good as you get.
Do I?
An ideal interviewee, I'd say.
Oh, thank you. There is one bit, Glenn, which does make me out to be the big bad wolf. Metaphorically, I mean.
Not like the Mekon.
No. Forget I ever mentioned the Mekon.
All right.
You see, I only took over the chairmanship of BL 4 years ago. Before that, I was an ordinary board member. This stuff about the Grundys and Bridge Farm. A chap called Matt Crawford was chairman.
Yes, I've come across him.
Well, no doubt you have. And just between you and me, the eviction and this business about converting the pack house. I mean, both of them rather slipped through behind my back.
Let me see. He doesn't blame you at all, though, does he? It just says Borchester Land is no stranger to controversy. And then there's a bit of history. You're not mentioned in this paragraph at all.
Aren't I?
No. Brian, I really don't think you should be unhappy with this article. Obviously, it's not the way you might write it, but I think you come over very well.
Do you?
You're clearly a strong character. You're not afraid to take big decisions that promote commerce and employment. Is that how you see yourself?
Well, Yes, I suppose it is.
And that comes over. I'm sure there was no malice intended.
I'm not so sure about that.
I'd be perfectly happy to be profiled in this way.
You didn't have to come with me, Joe.
Yeah, I'll get some Becky while I'm here.
Well, I could have got that for you. Afternoon, Jennifer.
Oh, hello, Clary. And you?
Afternoon, Mrs.
Let me get them for you.
Oh,
Borset, shall I?
Oh, that's a lot of copies you got there, Jennifer.
Thank you, Clary.
Buy them all up so nobody can see the article, are you? About your husband,
no,
eh?
Not at all, Joe. We're very proud of it.
Oh, huh?
Yes, I bought copies to give to all the family.
If you say so, Mrs.
Hi, it's Jono. Leave a message and I'll ring you back.
Hi, Jono. It's Helen again. You're a busy chap, aren't you? I haven't seen you for a while, but I'm doing a cheese delivery today near the swimming pool. Are you still doing that changing room refurbishment? Because, well, if you are and you're free at lunchtime, maybe we could meet up for a quick bite and a catch-up. Give me a ring, if you can.
Sorry, Helen. Have you been waiting?
No, I just got here. Just making a quick call.
I've been walking the silage with Dad.
Oh, yeah? How is it?
Should be ready to cut next week.
Good. So where is he then?
In the polytunnel.
Oh, don't you want him to see your presentation?
Well, I thought just you, actually.
Not even Mum?
You know how they are about the ready meals. They've never been that enthusiastic.
I guess not.
And given how preoccupied they are at the moment, I thought I'd get more useful feedback from you.
Yeah, fair enough.
That's all right, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fine.
So, you ready for this presentation then?
Yeah, go ahead.
Great. I'll just find the slides.
So what's the setup going to be tomorrow?
There's about a dozen of us presenting.
All ready meal suppliers?
Yeah, and we're each putting up two lines.
Are yours being...?
The meatballs and the sausage casserole.
Okay.
I've put one of each in the oven, actually, so we can have them for lunch when I've run through the presentation.
Well, actually, I've got plans for lunch.
Oh, okay.
But I'll taste them with you.
Thanks. I reckon it's the tastings that'll swing it, as long as I can convince them about provenance and security of supply.
Yeah. Who's on the panel?
Oh, Bellingham's chief exec, their head chef, a couple of buyers.
Including the guy you've been dealing with?
Yeah, Geraint. And a couple of consumers as well.
Oh, yeah?
From their regular focus groups.
It's going to be tough, Tom, with so many other suppliers in the frame.
I know, but it's still a fantastic opportunity. OK, can you see the screen?
Yep.
Right. Consumers today need three things when buying a ready meal. A product they can trust, that tastes great and offers good value. I'm Tom Archer. And the ready meals that bear my name deliver these three essentials. First, let me talk about trust.
The main photo makes him look like some sort of, I don't know, Dickensian villain.
Oh dear.
Jill says Jennifer came into the shop yesterday and bought up all the copies they had left.
Really?
Yeah, so Jim, you know he's a team leader too.
Yeah.
He ordered more from the wholesaler.
Never.
There's a copy in the kitchen if you want to have a look when you've finished, Emma.
Oh, it's all right. Mum usually gets bored at your life while we tear us.
Right. And you're okay to do the extra hour today, are you? For Rickyard?
Yeah.
The guests come in on Saturday, so tomorrow or Friday would be fine.
No, it's all right, Ruth. Well, I'm here for the farmhouse.
Great.
It's going to be a bit weird going back there.
Yeah, I expect it will be. You are all right about it. I could maybe get someone else.
Oh, no, it's fine. The extra money would be nice.
Great. David!
Yep?
Can you spare a minute?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, we're flat out at the moment.
Silaging.
Oh, yeah.
Need to get back to the field pronto.
Hello?
Hi. Jono.
Yeah,
Helen.
Did you get my message from this morning?
I did, yeah.
So what do you think? I'm in Fisher Street.
No, that's no good. I was going to ring you. We finished the swimming pool job last week.
Oh.
I'm on a new estate now. Little townhouses.
Right, where's that?
You probably wouldn't know it.
I might. Where is it?
Anderson Road.
Yeah, of course, near Borsetshire Building Supplies.
Yeah.
Well, that's not too far away. I could be there in 10 minutes.
No, I haven't really got time.
It doesn't have to be a proper lunch. There must be somewhere around there we can get a coffee.
Yeah. Helen, you see, the thing is...
Yes?
Well, I'm sorry, but... I don't think we should see each other again. You still there?
Yeah. I haven't gone anywhere.
There's this girl. I went out with her a while back, you know, for quite a while. But she broke it off, and the guy that she was going out with, well, that's ended now. And, well, I really liked her, so I was hoping we could get back together.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a really nice person. I wouldn't want to give you the wrong impression.
No.
Wouldn't want to lead you on. I hope you understand.
Yes, I understand. Very clearly.
We had fun, didn't we?
Yeah, it was great.
But,
Yes, this girl.
So, see you around, maybe?
Probably not, but have a nice life.
Yeah. Yeah, and you. Bye, then.
Bye. Oh, damn.
A fresh flask.
That is brilliant, Ruth.
And some of your mum's flapjacks.
Oh, excellent.
Should keep you going, I hope.
Yeah. What's this, coffee?
Well, can't you tell? Coffee making's not that bad.
No. It's just yesterday I thought you'd made me a flask of tea.
Oh.
And the first gulp I took, I thought, this is the worst tea I've ever tasted.
Well, you're forewarned now.
Yeah.
How's it going? Pretty well, by the look of things.
Hmm. Yeah, we've made good progress. Barring accidents, we should have got it all in before the light goes.
Great.
Touch wood, anyway. Do you want some of this?
Nope, it's yours, Stevie.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, hot news. You're going to have a bit of a family competition in the single wicket.
Yeah, I know.
Do you?
Yeah, Josh has already threatened to thrash me. But if his cricket is as rudimentary as his sledging, I've not got much to fear.
No, not Josh, Pip.
What?
Alistair's just told me.
Hmm. Did the condition scoring go okay?
Yeah, no problems.
Oh, good.
Alistair's been trying to persuade Pip to enter because they're a bit short of women. Lots of families away on holiday, it seems.
Oh, hardly surprising, I suppose.
But Pip didn't seem interested until he mentioned that Josh was taking part.
Oh.
Then she signed up like a shot.
Oh, following his example, is she? I wish she'd do that in other ways. I think I will have one of those right now.
Help yourself.
Thanks.
Talking of Pip.
Yep.
Obviously, I haven't said this to her. You know I've been towing the party line, consistency and all that.
Do I sense a but coming?
Well, if I'm honest, I'm not all that comfortable about it.
No one's comfortable about it, Ruth. It's an unpleasant situation.
But don't you think we're being a bit harsh?
No, not at all. I don't know where she's got this idea that at 20 years old, she's entitled to drive around in a brand new luxury motor car. Oh,
come on, that's not the sort of thing she's looking for. I do agree with you. She needs to set her sights lower.
She certainly does.
But to insist that she's got to do it all by herself, when at the same time we're helping Josh out...
No, that's a business thing. That's different.
It was still alone. And that's all that Pip was asking for. She didn't expect us to bail her out, remember?
Yeah, but it was the way she said it.
I know. I just find it a bit hard to justify.
I thought we might as well get a bottle.
Oh, you must let me give you something towards it.
No, that's all right.
If you're sure.
Well, it's very good of you to come out at such short notice.
Oh, yeah, really noble of me. Come to the pub and let you buy me wine.
Well, I'm grateful anyway, Emma.
Right, there you are.
Thanks. Right, I think we should raise a toast to babysitting grandparents.
Yeah, I'd drink to that.
Cheers.
Cheers. So what's up?
Well, the headline is that Jono and I are no longer an item.
Oh, Helen.
As if we ever were. Not really sure.
What happened?
I happened.
Sorry?
You dumped me today. Tried to let me down gently with a fairy story about an old girlfriend. But I know what it really was.
What?
I scared him off.
Oh, no, I'm sure you didn't.
Oh, believe me.
I thought it was going really well.
It was, until that restaurant date at Milo's.
No.
But I thought, well, he must be keen if he's taking me there on the third date.
Yeah.
Quite. And I felt for the first time, I felt I could really open up to him, tell him more about myself.
And?
Well, he asked me about Henry's father, you know. Once I started, I just couldn't stop. And I could see him getting more and more panicky and trying to hide it, but I guess I told myself it was okay. I should never have told him how Henry was conceived.
Yeah. Perhaps it was a bit early to tell him that.
I just didn't want it to be a big secret, you know? If we were going to get more intimate.
Yeah.
And after that, he just went all quiet on me. Didn't phone, nothing on Facebook, and rather than taking it on the chin, I kept sending him texts and leaving voicemails.
Oh.
And it ended up today with me practically stalking him.
Oh, Helen.
Okay, it wasn't quite as bad as that, but it was still really embarrassing.
Well, it's his loss. Least you were getting out there.
That's one way of looking at it.
Yeah, call him a practice boyfriend. There's plenty more where he came from. Honestly, Helen.
What are these biscuits like?
Very nice. Lillian will insist on buying me the expensive ones, but I think these are just as good.
Often the case, isn't it, Peggy?
So, where is the flower festival?
Last weekend in June.
Should be perfect time for it.
I hope so. Is that everything?
Yes, thank you, Jill.
£6.72, please.
I might have that exactly.
I've already started on the publicity. I've sent the details to the local papers and Radio Borsetshire.
Oh, that's nice and early. 72.
Lovely. Jenny's already put something on the village website and she said she'd meant me up some posters.
Well, no excuse for people not knowing about it, then.
Well, with us needing so much for the organ repairs, it really needs to be as big an event as possible.
Oh, Tom, you look smart.
All except for my shoe. Hi, Auntie Jill.
Good morning.
Do you sell shoelaces?
If we've got any, they should be by the polish.
Oh,
Here, let me.
Thanks, Gran.
Black.
Yes, please.
You've got this tasting today, haven't you?
Thanks, Peggy.
This afternoon, in Berkhamsted.
£1.75, Tom.
And I was all ready to go, just putting my shoes on and the lace broke.
Oh, dear.
Oh, the last thing I need.
This is obviously an important tasting.
It is.
For his ready meals.
It's for a supermarket chain. Small, but quite upmarket.
Ooh.
It could be just the break Tom needs.
If I get there on time...
And that's your change, Tom.
Oh, just put it in the charity box.
Oh, all right.
Thanks. Right. See you then.
I hope it goes well.
So do I. Hey, mind that.
Sorry, Captain. Got a dash.
Well, there's a young man in a hurry.
Not the first time that's been said about Tom.
He's got a lot riding on today.
No, well, I'm not surprised. He's going like a racehorse.
We were just talking about the flower festival, weren't we, Peggy?
Yes.
Any luck persuading the Skittle team to take part?
Sorry, Mum.
Not interested?
Well, they weren't exactly bowled over.
Right. Well, thank you, Jill.
Bye, then.
Bye, Kenton.
Oh, take care. You win some, you lose some. I mean, you've still got the darts team.
Oh, well. Just the chocolate, is it?
Yeah, please.
Is this for you?
Yes.
It's a bit childish, isn't it?
Well, Reese mentioned them and I was overcome with nostalgia.
Please don't walk down the street eating it. 45p.
It'll remain a secret vice, Mum.
You're making it worse now.
Sorry.
You haven't forgotten about the fate meeting tonight, I hope.
Oh, no. No, I'm on the case. I've been researching Highland Games.
Good.
Yeah, I've got lots of ideas to ambridgeify them.
Ambridgeify? Is that a word?
Yeah, of course it is. It's in the Encyclopedia Ambridgica.
Sometimes I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about, Kenton.
Yeah, Jolene says much the same. Hey, what is this I hear about Pip? David playing the stern father, is he?
Yes, I've already told David what I think.
Yeah, well, she needs a car. How's she going to get to uni without one?
I agree. although perhaps she does need to cut her coat according to her cloth.
Yeah, but he's being a bit hard line, isn't he? I mean, didn't he crash his van when he was at college?
I have reminded him of that.
Everyone does silly things when they're young.
And when they're not so young, Kenton.
Ah, yes, but we're talking about Pip and David, Mum, not about me.
Darren?
Oh, hi, love. You back then?
I saw you were mowing the lawn.
Yeah, well, got nothing else on.
I thought you might like some squash.
Oh, thanks, Elena. It's really nice of you.
It's just a cold drink.
Oh. Oh, well, I really appreciate it.
Do you have any washing? How is that sleeping bag?
Oh, it's fine. But maybe the sheet?
Okay.
It's by the side of the sofa.
I'll put it in.
Thanks.
Right then. Oh, it's the man who interviewed me.
Oh, okay.
I must take it. Hello, this is Elona Makepeace.
Come on through, Jezza.
Thanks. Am I the first, then?
Yes.
Jim was off to the theatre, so we had our tea early.
Do sit down.
Thanks, Linda. Oh.
Oh, sorry. Let me get that out of your way.
Jane Austen?
Yes. I was just revisiting Pemberley and thinking what might have been.
Well, democracy and that.
Yes. Yes, we must accept the will of the people, no matter how misguided.
So they have offered me the job.
I see. Well, congratulations.
And I feel I must take it.
Of course, Elona.
It comes with accommodation, you see?
Yes, you said it was live-in.
It's a two-bedroom flat. The girls will have to go back to sharing, but at least we'll be together.
Well, that's the main thing.
And it's in Borchester, so Anna will still be able to get to school. Rosa has her scooter, so she can keep her job with Mike.
Well, sounds ideal.
So, I'm very sorry, Peggy, but I will have to give you notice. I hope 2 weeks is all right.
That quickly?
They want me to start as soon as possible. I feel very bad about leaving you.
I don't see that you have much choice.
I am so grateful for everything you've done for me.
Well, I'm very grateful for everything you've done for Jack at the Laurels. You always had a lovely way with him.
I will miss him. And you. I've been very happy here.
I shall miss you too. Oh. And not just your work, your company as well.
Oh, yes.
I'm just sorry it didn't work out for you in Ambridge. And with Darrell.
Yes. Well, these things happen.
Oh.
Oh, let me get it for you, Peggy.
Thank you. 3 visitors in 1 evening.
Oh, you're very popular tonight. Oh, hello, Tom.
Oh, hi, Elona. Is my gran in?
Yes. Go on through.
Oh, thanks. Hi, gran. It's only me. Thought I'd pop round.
Hello again, Tom. Did your lace hold up?
Yes, fortunately. I thought you might like to hear how it went. But if it's not convenient...
Well...
No. I think we have probably said what we need to say.
Yes.
It's time I was going. Thank you so much, Peggy. Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, thank you.
I'll be here tomorrow at 3 o'clock, after my shift at the Laurels.
That's fine. I'll look forward to it.
Are you sure you don't want cream, Kenton?
Mm. No, black's fine, thanks. Watching my weight.
Mm. And is your beer all right, Jezza?
Aye, well, I'm merely a lager man, really, but it'll do.
Oh, lager, yes, I should have thought to get some in.
So, shall we make a start?
Yes. Let's.
The objective for tonight's meeting is to draw up a list of games for this year's fete.
Not just any games, though. Highland games.
Absolutely. But, as we said, we do need to adjust them slightly to make them suitable for Ambridge.
I'm not just talking about welly-wanging and stuff.
Nor am I, Jezza.
We've got to have the pipes. They're essential.
Oh, dear.
No, don't worry. It'll still be a recognisable Highland Games. It's just that Borsage is a bit short of bear wrestling man mountain, so we need to downsize a bit.
It was really nerve-wracking.
I can imagine. What sort of response did you get?
Well, they didn't give much away. They certainly didn't make any instant decisions.
You wouldn't really expect them to.
There were several more suppliers after me, but just as I was leaving, the chef came up and asked about the blend of herbs in the sausage casserole.
Oh, that sounds encouraging, Tom.
Yeah, I thought so. I'm going to take it as a good sign anyway.
So when do you expect to hear from them?
I don't know exactly. They said a few days, so I've got a bit of a nervous wait.
Try putting it out of your mind until you hear.
Easier said than done.
Thank you for dropping by. You must be so tired.
Well, more wired than tired, really. And it's not like there's much at home to go back to.
No. Have you eaten?
Not since lunch.
Why don't I rustle you up some supper?
Oh, no, Gran. I didn't come round for a free feed.
I know. Helen dropped off a few things from Ambridge Organics earlier.
Oh, did she? Well, in that case, that'll be wonderful.
I'm sure there's something I could put in an omelette.
Oh, thanks, Gran.
Would that be all right?
Yeah, great.
Must tell you feeling lonely.
Sorry?
Now Helen's split up from her boyfriend. Johnny, is it?
Oh, Jono?
Right.
Right, so I think boyfriend's putting it a bit strongly. They've only had a couple of dates.
I think she was quite upset by it.
Yeah, but it's hardly...
What?
No, nothing.
Now, when it comes to tossing the caber, I thought we could have tossing the fence post.
Is that not a bit wussy?
We can hardly expect people to throw telegraph poles around.
Aye, but could we not get, like, a mini caber? Something that's still got a bit of oomph to it.
We really want this to be an inclusive day. It's no good having events that only a few bodybuilders can enter.
Yeah, well, it could be a 6-foot fence post for adults and a smaller one for juniors.
That sounds good, doesn't it, Linda?
Yes, I suppose so.
Great. Oh, and the stone throw is easy. You just use stones of a suitable size.
We're not talking about wee pebbles, I hope.
No. There's still be rocks. Just ones that someone like me could pick up. And we could probably get some from Lakey Hill.
Or garden centres do them, if we can't find the right ones locally.
Yeah, sure. Now, I was puzzling a bit when it came to the weight
yes,
throw.
Yes, all right. This is all very well, but aren't we focusing too much on the competitive aspect?
It's the Highland Games. You take away the competition, it'd just be blokes chucking stuff about. You can get that any Friday night in Borchester.
But there are other traditional elements too. Dancing demonstrations, for example.
Oh, aye. Even the lassies can do them.
I wouldn't like to think that the women are restricted to dancing, but surely they could enter for the heavy sports too. Now they're not so heavy. Not competing against the men in their own classes.
Well, that's what I was going to say about the weight throw. You know the one with the handle attached?
Yes, you throw it for height or distance, don't you?
Well, the real ones are specially made, and I couldn't think of a lighter equivalent, not with a handle. Then I had a brainwave. Why not fill a handbag with lead and use that?
A handbag? Oh, man, you're tripping.
Kenton, really? I don't think you're taking this seriously.
She was very understanding.
Well, that's good.
I know it will be difficult for her.
Yeah, she'll find somebody else, Ilona.
But I think she's saddest for Jack.
Yeah. Yeah, you always got on well with him, didn't you?
Anyway, that's done. Now I need to write a letter.
To Peggy?
No, to Umside. We need to give them a month's notice on this place.
A month?
That is what the tenancy agreement says, Darrell.
Right. All right, I'd better start looking for a place of my own then.
With those, Tony?
Yes.
You sure?
It's just a few irrigation pipes.
Well, couldn't Tom help you with them?
I told him I'd do it. There's no need to fuss, Pat.
I'm sorry.
Oh. No, I'm sorry.
What's up? You seem very restless in the night.
Well, I didn't sleep well, I must admit.
What is it?
Well, I keep thinking about the sale.
You're not having second thoughts?
Not exactly.
You do still want to go ahead?
Oh, yeah. I mean, imagine what Tom would say if we backed out now.
He wouldn't be very impressed, that's for sure.
It's just... Well, it's such a big step. It's going to change everything.
Not everything. We still have the dairy and the veg and Tom's pigs.
Oh, sure, but... You know, I've been a dairy farmer all my life. Now what will I be? A glorified market gardener.
Oh, Tony.
Seeing that calf born the other day. How many moments have we experienced like that over the years?
Too many to count.
Bringing new life into the world. Caring for it. Raising it. I almost think... Oh, no, it's silly.
Go on.
It's like... The cows aren't just a piece of property... Like a tractor or a barn.
Of course not.
I almost feel they're like our partners in the business.
I know what you mean.
No, after all these years, we're getting rid of them. Doesn't seem like the sort of thing you do to your partner.
I'd be a bit miffed if you did it to me.
Not much chance of that.
Yeah, but it's not as if they're going for slaughter. They'll all still have long, productive lives with farmers who care for them.
Yeah. And... I'll tell you the other thing.
What?
The money we raise. What are we going to do with it?
Put it towards our pension savings, surely.
Oh, we said that. But with returns being so low, is that the best place for it? Oh, no.
What?
The mole grips. I lent them to David a couple of weeks back.
Do you need them right now?
Well, if I'm going to get this job done, I do. I'll nip over and get them.
Thanks again for the lift. See you next week.
Afternoon, Pip.
Hello.
Who's that?
Megan.
Does she live locally then?
No, her parents farm near Tenbury.
Oh.
She's going back for the weekend, so it was sort of on her way.
Oh, good-o. I'm just back from checking the Herefords.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know if you heard, but one of the trailers had a bit of a bump while silaging.
No, I hadn't.
Yeah, and I'd really like to sort it out. I think it'll probably need a bit of welding.
Hmm?
So, now you're back, could you take a look at the sheep, please?
Yeah, I guess so.
Thanks. Pip, I've been thinking about your car and, you know, asking for a loan.
Yes, well, you've made your point, Dad.
No, hear me out. I still think if you want a more expensive car, then the only way to afford it is to save and look for more work.
I am doing.
Good. You could go back to Lower Loxley, say, or try the pubs. That way, you could save up and eventually get something you'd really like. But I know that that's going to take time, and on reflection, maybe I was a bit harsh expecting you to do it all by yourself. So, what I was thinking...
Afternoon.
Hi, Tony. Look, Pip, can I catch you later?
Yeah, OK. I'll go get changed.
And then the sheep?
Yes, that's what I'm getting changed for.
Hi, Tony. Your grips are in the workshop.
OK.
I'm sorry I kept them for so long. I only needed them for a five-minute job.
Oh, that's all right.
And then mine turned up 2 days later. Just had a lot on my mind.
Oh, it's fine, David. We've all done it.
Let's go and get them.
Oh, thanks.
So when do you start silaging?
Oh, it'll be next week sometime. Although, to be honest, I haven't given it much thought. I've had a lot on my mind, too.
Ooh, looks like she must have got that job.
What?
This is from Ilona. She's giving notice on Three the Green.
Is she?
No surprise, I suppose. We knew it was coming.
See, I always said a place in Hanbridge was a hell of a push for a couple on their money. Still, it's a shame.
It's sad.
There's always an overhead when you have to relet. Advertising, cleaning.
Oh, it's more than that.
Well, it doesn't need decorating, surely. We freshened it up after that bloke who did a flip.
It's a shame for them, Matt. They're very happy here. They'd settled into the community.
Darryl never seemed that happy.
And have you forgotten how important Ilona's been for Jack? And that's why Mum's been helping out with the rent all this time.
She's not the only carer in that home, Lillian.
Oh, she's going to miss Ilona's help round the house too. She's been a real treasure.
OK, it's a shame. But like I said, it was never realistic. And now we're saddled with having to find another tenant.
That's how you see it, is it?
That's how it is.
How's it going?
There's no need to check up on me, Dad.
I'm not.
Yeah, they're all right, mostly. One of the lambs had got his head stuck in the hedge.
Oh, did you get him out okay?
Yeah, no problem. But it might be worth patching it up. It's near the gate.
Oh, I'll take a look in a sec. Pip, I didn't finish what I wanted to say about your car.
No.
Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't get an expensive car eventually.
I don't want an expensive car. I just want a decent one.
Well, it depends on how you define decent, doesn't it? And it's quite clear that you need something quickly. I know how tricky it's been relying on lifts.
That's why I asked for a loan.
Yeah, sure. But what you have to realise is that there are plenty of perfectly reasonable cars around. They may not have aircon and all the gizmos, they might have a few miles on the clock, but they're perfectly drivable.
I don't want some old death trap.
Well, obviously not. We wouldn't be happy with you driving around in a death trap. So, your mum and I have been talking, and this is what we want to suggest. You find one that you like the look of, one that's in your price range now, and we'll pay to have it thoroughly checked out, make sure it's safe and that it's a good buy. Does that seem fair?
Well...
And there's another thing. We know you're on a limited budget with what you've got for the old one, but to make sure you can use all of it, we're going to help with the insurance, because that's going to be a lot more, isn't it, now that you've made a claim?
Is it?
Oh, yes, I'm afraid so.
It was already ridiculous.
I know. So, we're prepared to lend you some money to help you spread the cost. So, that's the deal. What do you think?
Okay, then. Looks like that's the best I'm going to get, isn't it?
And there is something else. Call it a condition, if you like. You can't keep blowing all your wages on clothes and nights out and holidays.
I don't.
Pip, the amount you've been earning this past year, you should have had a nice little nest egg by now. Enough to pay for the flash motor you really want, but it's all gone, isn't it? So, we need to see you saving a bit each month. There are always going to be unexpected bills, and you need to be prepared for them. So will you do that?
Yeah, all right.
And maybe eventually you'll be able to afford a newer car, if you save.
Yeah.
So, do you want me to help you look for a car?
No, Spencer will.
Okay. Well, just let me know when you find one to inspect.
Yeah, I will. Thank you.
It's okay. Glad we got it sorted out. Right, well, I'll take a look at this gap then. Up by the gate, was it?
Between the gate and the sycamore.
Okay. Thanks for letting me know.
Hi, Spencer. Are you around for some car hunting this weekend? No, it's going to have to be an older one. Maybe after our cricket session? Yeah, of course I still want to. Not letting Josh the Wonder Boy have it all his way.
You got the grips then?
Yeah. The cabbages will have water. Well, in a bit anyway.
Tom's just had some very good news.
Oh, yeah?
The buyer from Bellingham's rang. They want to see him again.
Oh, that was quick.
Yeah, they want to discuss a trial run of his ready meals.
Really?
Both lines. He's going down next week to set it up.
That is good.
You could be a bit happier.
I am.
You've not still been brooding about the herd?
No. Well, not exactly. No, I was thinking about the money. What do you think about putting it in property?
Worth considering, I suppose.
Buy a place and let it out.
It wouldn't buy much round here.
No, but Borchester maybe, or Felpisham.
Perhaps we should take some advice.
So Brenda was saying your cousin Elizabeth's getting short of some land.
Mm.
Where the Lower Loxley estate meets the village, there's a few plots of infill.
How does she know?
Through Roy, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, they've got outline permission.
Well, what are you saying?
Well, I think we should go and have a look at them.
Really?
Yes, not often prime sites like that come up.
But it would be a new build.
Obviously.
That's not really our thing, is it?
Well, just because Hampshire hasn't done new builds so far don't mean we can't start. It'd be nothing I hadn't done before. But
surely we don't want to get into another big project. We're only just starting with Gilbert's Cross.
Few houses, we could handle it easy.
But the finance...
Oh, we could cover that. I reckon interest rates are so low.
I really don't think that I could take it on.
I'm just saying, let's go round and take a look. No obligation.
But we've already got so much... Oh, it's all right. All my ideas for the designers.
Use my anchor here.
It's ruined.
Look, it's not too bad.
The meeting's next week.
It's okay. You can still read it. Look. You're all right, Lillian?
Yeah.
It's just a sheet of A4.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You know I've been a bit worried about you, Puss.
Have you?
Yeah, you've not been your usual self for quite a while. You've been stressed, distracted. Have you got something on your mind? Something I could help with, maybe?
No. It's the usual stuff, work and so on.
Nothing out of the ordinary?
No. Not really. But I am looking forward to our holiday. It'll be nice to be able to relax at last.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
We have something in the car. Back in a minute.
Oh, right.
It's me. Can you talk? Yeah, remember what I mentioned on Monday? That's right, well, it's on. I'll get you the cash over the weekend. Yeah, I don't want Armageddon. Just enough to warn him off. Yeah, that's the sort of thing. He needs to learn a lesson.